Cape Talk, the world of advertising with Jonathan Cherry.
And a very good morning to the CEO of Cherry Flavor Media. And of course, festive season, it's here, it's right on your lap, it's upon us. And SAB have basically started this relaunch, a campaign that basically looks at the awareness when it comes to the dangers of excessive drinking. Because a lot of people have obviously pointed the finger at AB InBev, SAB, going, you guys are giving people the alcohol. And what they've done from a responsibility point of view is going, guys, yes, I think an awareness campaign is very, very essential. And that's what we're in the midst of. So, Jonathan, good morning.
Hey, morning, Kino. Yeah, it's interesting that there was that SANRAL ad that you've just played now, which is also speaking about the dangers of drinking and driving.
Yeah.
As you say, SAB, one of the biggest producers of alcoholic beverages in the world, and they've got a bit of a twist on their campaign this year. It's called Be the Mentor. Mm. What they're really trying to do is they're trying to get older people to mentor younger people, so underage drinkers. And to really help them see the dangers in a relatable kind of way. So their theory is that youngsters relate better to someone closer to them in age. So that could be a neighbor or a cousin,
yeah.
As opposed to a parent or someone who is, seen as an authoritarian in life. So what they're trying to do is get other young people to mentor others that are clearly having a problem. And to promote it, there's a 7-minute long film that they've released on Facebook and on YouTube. The only irony, Kino, is that when I went to go and see the website, so there's a dedicated website called bethementor.sab.co.za. Yep. It requires you to confirm your age. So because you need to be 18 years and older, which is kind of like, in my mind, a bit of an oversight on the part of SAB. You know, the clever marketing folk clearly didn't like have a look at that carefully. So, yeah, that's one little issue. I think it's an interesting idea. I think the problem is far more complex than just awareness. And I know everyone jumps on the bandwagon, but in some aspects, I think it is important. But over the years, it just feels like a PR stunt that needs to be done. I think obviously the issue is far greater than just an ad campaign. But I guess awareness is a good thing. And if it can prevent disasters, then I think it's a job well done.
Well, sometimes it just feels like they're ticking the box. But, getting creative and getting younger people to speak to other younger people seems to make a lot better sense. If you and I try to do that, they go, oh, look, you're old fart. We don't listen to you, you know. So, yeah. No, I think, while sometimes it's to be taken with a pinch of salt, we also need to look a little deeper and then ask ourselves, okay, what are they trying to achieve with this?
Yeah, exactly. And ironically, I was having a discussion last night where someone was at Matric Rage in Plett, and he was saying that actually young people these days are so sophisticated. You know, not like us when we were 18, we were blithering idiots. But I think nowadays, young people are fairly sophisticated. They know the dangers.
Yep.
They have access to a lot of information.
Exactly.
And I think because of that, exactly, Kima, we just would be seen as idiots still. So the relatedness of like someone of a similar age, I think, is important. And they've obviously...
Yep.
Had that insight.
Spot on. Our pick of the week this morning, Jonathan, a local brand that has certainly toned down their marketing around Christmas. They've opted for something else instead.
Yeah, so what's quite interesting is all of the big SA retailers are pushing Christmas very hard. And although this particular retailer has just launched their 12 days of Christmas specials, what I did notice is that in-store, Edgar's are already promoting back to school. So it's the 12th of December, and they're focusing on back to school. And Kina, I remember when I was at school, I used to get totally depressed when the back to school ad started, because then you really knew that your holiday was really over. So, yeah, I think it's, retail is a very competitive space. Christmas is a little bit overcrowded. So Edgar's have decided to push quite a lot of marketing spend into the back to school promotion early, which I think is a very ballsy campaign, a ballsy idea from them. So just as a strategy, as a bold move, it's my pick of the week because it's something totally different and it's that old business mantra, no guts, no glory. So let's see if it works out for it.
True story. And I mean, it'll be, you know, that story will be told in their numbers. Their numbers haven't been phenomenal of late. So maybe this gives them that much needed push. Maybe it doesn't, but only time will tell. And you and I will definitely chat about that. So Jonathan, thank you so much for that. Jonathan Cherry, CEO of Cherry Flavor Media.